There's no tinkling of teacups. There's no men coughing in the background. And there's no hand dryer for this episode. We have returned to the sanctuary, the quiet sanctuary of my car.
Oh, we've missed the car, haven't we?
Yeah, we haven't done a car episode for a little while, have we?
No.
I mean, we've been to some right places over the past few weeks.
We have, haven't we? And I've just sprayed your car with coconut disinfectant.
I tell you what, it smells.
Isn't it
blooming
nice?
Brilliant.
Isn't that nice?
That's better than any air freshener.
It's good, that.
I mean, instead of an air freshener, I've got a glow stick now in my car.
I love that. And I just bought coffee all over your car, didn't I?
Yeah, honestly.
Oops.
Honestly. Send her back to hospital.
Yeah, much easier in there, love.
Yeah. Right, so how are you doing this week?
Much better.
You're on track. I mean, you've got your glasses on, so I can't tell you're not fully made up this week.
I've got nothing on, love. No, but I've got my colon. Kirsty's still here.
Kirsty the colon. Why are you called a Kirsty?
I don't know. I asked for names on Instagram and Kirsty came up a lot.
So you've got Delilah the chimp, Kirsty the colon. What else do you name your car?
No, she's battered, isn't she? Look, her first into the wall. She needs a new light.
Hang on, your car begins with MK. Melanie.
It's actually
Katie.
My dad's surname. My initials, Melvin Kaufman. God rest his soul.
Wow.
Have you noticed that me and my husband have got matching cars just in different colours? How sad's that?
Amazing.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, so we're parked outside Anna's house because we daren't go in, because if we walk through that door, well, there's boxers, there's...
2 miniature dash-hounds.
Yeah, I mean...
It's the husband.
There's just chaos behind that door, isn't there?
I can't even let you in. I think... burglars would walk out. That's how bad it is. You can't have a wee, Claire, because you can't get up the stairs to get in the bathroom. It's ridiculous.
The thing is, right, this is the stuff that no one ever talks about, right? How do you do Slimming World when you move in house? I mean, when I move house, right, I'm not even going to have a cooker. Thank God I've got a microwave.
Oh, I'm moving into a brand new house, though, with everything, aren't I?
Yeah.
Everything's done.
But still, just the effort of, like, finding a blooming saucepan.
I'm so organised. Every box has got a detailed plan of what's in it and what room it's got
You're
to go to.
You're kidding me.
And it's got colour codes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got removals.
How do you do that, having, like, been ill, having run 5 groups, having been a mother... But how?
Because otherwise it's going to be mayhem.
Well, I mean, respect.
I've got a removals company that coming in doing everything but packing. I've also got an OCD husband.
Right, okay.
So that really, really helps.
Oh, it's mad.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about throwing loads of stuff away.
Well, having a clear space.
Clear mind.
Tidy space, tidy mind.
Do you not feel, though, like when everything's ship shape at home or in your house or in your car, you feel like... Whew.
Well, for me, when I'm tidying up... Usually it's a sign that I'm avoiding doing something.
Oh, you see, I tidy to calm. Like, I love cleaning.
Yeah, a lot of people on here say that's what their body magic is.
Yeah. I was cleaning in my room in the hospital and the doctor was like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, everything's got to be organised.
Weirdo.
I know. I like cleaning.
Right,
like, I'll wait till there's a floor in my house.
I'll fly you in then. I'll bring you in as a freelancer to my house.
Yes, yes. £15 an hour.
Right, so welcome to the Moor Podcast. She's Anna, I'm Claire. Thanks for joining us. We talk food, we talk exercise, and also we talk about the mind, which is what this episode is about. So
we also talk a little bit of rubbish.
Yeah, actually, I'd say that we talk a lot of rubbish.
Yeah, but hopefully relatable.
But we kind of want you to be like the third person in our car with us.
Yeah, the third wheeler in our relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So you can come and smell the coconut spray with us.
It smells so good, though.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. I mean, I'm hungry and that's good.
Do you want to lick the disinfectant?
No.
What a crumpet.
I mean, at one point I was looking at the wasted coffee on your white Converse and thinking, am I that desperate?
Oh, are you hungry?
I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm all right. I've got my I've got like my frozen ice and meals in my
nice.
Freezer when I get home.
Oh, nice. I can make your crumpet.
No, it's all right.
Don't waste your sins.
No, it's fine. Okay. So one of the things that Slimwell has done, which kind of jumped out at us, is like it kind of ties in with like the values of things that we've always preached about really on this podcast. Is they're supporting this national campaign which is run by Public Health England called Every Mind Matters. So we titled our podcast that, but I don't know if you've seen on the website, I actually did it a couple of weeks ago, where it has this thing where you click on and you create your own mind plan.
It's brilliant.
And you do 5 questions. It's just 5 questions, and it's kind of like they're multiple choice questions as well, and then at the end it kind of comes up with potential options of things that you could be doing, and it asks you, you know, are you Are you stressed? Are you anxious most of the time? Sometimes, not often? And the answers, they end up kind of being not rocket science, if I'm honest.
No, but...
you know, and then there are kind of a list of places that it kind of sends off to you, to other websites, some resources, some online courses, some online like books that you can download. It's just really, really interesting because I think it's so, if there's one thing that we've learned during this process, is that it's perfectly fine to kind of understand the body magic. It's perfectly fine to kind of understand what the food and the plan is for that. But one of the things that people often forget about is how to look after your mind. And
your mind is the beginning and the end of it all.
Yeah, and there was like that thing that we had in one of our recent, is it last week we did listeners' questions? And the thing that was coming through about your head catching up with your body and how you feel a lot of the time when you're achieving things or you're not achieving things, self-sabotage, triggers.
It makes such a difference, isn't it?
So then learning how to manage that, because I definitely remember in my lowest moments that I just wanted to be able to turn my mind off.
And that's what I've learned over the years is that mind quiet time and that kind of stepping out of that constant thinking and battering yourself and just constantly trying to be on everything. And I think we're so used to being 100 miles an hour that sometimes you just need to take some headspace and chill time, don't you?
Yeah, well, less is more. It's easy being busy being busy.
Mm.
But yeah, that idea of not being able to turn off used to drive me crazy. I would turn my phone off, I would turn the telly off, I'd turn the radio off, have no music, I'd close the curtains, I'd put the duvet over my head.
Still you couldn't close off?
No.
No. I read a book called Stop Thinking, Start Living when I had my first nervous breakdown, and it totally changed my whole concept with my mind and how my mind was the orchestrator of how I felt bad about most things, how I felt anxious. And the moment you realise that your mind controls every other step and that you're in control of your mind, it almost gives you power. Does that make sense? Like, actually, I can make myself feel brilliant or I can make myself feel awful. So now I choose to make myself feel brilliant. And it's about some days, like I said to you, didn't I? Like, you're making yourself feel bad just because of the headspace you're in. Whereas actually, if you're in a different headspace, you'd feel positive about it.
Yeah.
And how we view things, we don't realise, especially when it comes to weight loss, some days it can feel so, so easy and other days it can feel just so tough. And that's just because of where our head's at.
Mm.
And berating ourselves. So I think it's really important that you understand how your mental health affects your food, affects your outlook, also affects your want, and also affects your drive.
Yeah. I mean, I guess as a consultant, do they kind of give you training of things like to kind of watch out for in this? What kind of support do they say?
For members that we...
Yeah, I'm guessing you must kind of be able to spot like signs when you kind of hear people saying where they're at.
Well, you know instantly as a human being when someone else is struggling, you'd hope. But I think there are really key things that people will say to you that they may not realise they're saying that are very deep-seated that will come out. And, you know, the way they refer to themselves. Like, I'm all about self-speak, and a lot of people really speak about themselves in such a horrendous way. Like, I'm a failure, I'm fat, I'm always going to be like this. And it's learning that is a real warning signal to me. Also, lack of belief. That's a real big sign that your mental health's not in a great space. But also the things that you won't try to do. Because if you're not in a good mental health space, you won't try new things.
Mm.
You won't come out of your comfort zone, will you? Because it's scary.
Mm.
So yeah, I think as a slimmer myself, I've learned how I react so I can see it in other people and go, oh, hold on, you're feeling a bit like that today, aren't you, and stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, Slim Mod as a company, the training is so amazing. We are kind of home to look out for people's warning signs.
Yeah. You know what? The word perfect has...
Can't bear it.
Yes. I think it was only really in the last couple of years that I recognised how I was trying to be perfect in all areas of my life. You know, yeah. be the perfect friend, be the perfect daughter, be the perfect girlfriend. And it's not real, really, and you can't keep it up.
I don't want perfect.
Like, you haven't got it.
No, but I love... Phil and I obviously always talk about the fact that we love each other because of how imperfect we are. I love that he... is really annoying. I love the fact that he doesn't strive to be perfect. He just strives to be him. And I adore his imperfections.
Mm.
As much as his wet pants on the middle of the bathroom floor really annoy me, I actually just like the way his mind works.
And why are they wet?
Like, because he likes to dry the floor of the shower with them. I know. It's not happening
well,
in the new bathrooms.
At least it's not wet for another reason.
Oh, no. No, he's not wet.
He's trying to hide his skids.
No! I just want him to open the front, the blinds, and be like, "Oh yeah,
well, you know what you're doing in the bathroom."
That's why I won't let you in, because it's skid smear. No, but I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect as people losing weight as well, don't we? Just got views of my naked husband with his pants.
So here's my. There's been a couple of words that I've kind of been reading about.
Skids.
Not that.
No.
But another couple of words. So one is acceptance.
Yes.
And the other one is resistance.
Oh.
And I heard this like kind of description the other day. I do Headspace, the app for meditation. Currently on 200 plus run streak. Wow. I've been doing it every day for over 200 days.
Wow.
I've never ever kind of done something like committed to something on a long go. And I'm trying to go for 1 year of solid meditation every day at the moment. But there was this little video that I watched, and it talked about how, let's say you're on a highway and your car breaks down and you refuse to move that car. You're like, nope, I'm staying here. Nope, I'm going to stick here. And everyone's like beeping you and they can't get around you. And you're just like, you're just wrecking everything. Mm. Sometimes like a thought can be like that car.
100%.
And you just need to kind of, I don't know, just fix whatever it is, restart the car, and then just move on. And I thought that's really interesting kind of picture. But this idea of like, you know, stress is caused by resisting or wanting things to be different than what they are, tied into another word that I've kind of been just like, it just keeps popping up, but acceptance.
Mm.
And I do another podcast series called the Feck It Moments. And a lot of the series that I've just put out has been about mental health, from people who have, you know, overcome suicidal thoughts, from people who have had post-traumatic stress disorder, from, you know, serving time out in Afghanistan, you know, paramedics, all kinds of people who have been under such stress. But the one thing that they all had in common was this term of acceptance.
Yeah, I got diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after my dad's cardiac arrest and everything that was around that. And the moment I accepted it happened and became at peace with it is when my recovery started with that.
Mm.
Also, another thing with the thought process, like, you know how if a kid says, there's a boogie monster in the room, there's a monster under the bed, you'd say, oh, darling, there isn't. That's just a thought, right?
Mm.
It's okay. There's no boogie monster. But as an adult, we create a vision and we believe it's true. And if we learn to ignore thoughts like kids learn to ignore nightmares, we wouldn't end up in the mental health spaces that we do. But it's the power we give to our mind that is so great, that's massive. That was the biggest game changer in my mental health. And especially when it came to food, because I used to become obsessed by food. Like, I don't know if you have it where I just think about it all the time. There's a packet of chocolate biscuits, I've got to eat them.
Uh-huh,
and I'm not going to stop thinking about them until I've eaten all the chocolate biscuits. And then I feel bad that I've eaten the chocolate biscuits, so I think about them even more and go and buy some more chocolate biscuits. And I think it's learning how you deal with food and alcohol in that same headspace, and knowing that that's a trigger that you kind of go to. Oh, look at Mr. Squirrel, that you go to.
Hmm. Squirrel bouncing past us.
Love a squirrel.
Yeah, I think it's kind of I remember like this time last year, I was uber heartbroken, and for I think it was definitely 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, every day I cried every day. And then one day I kind of thought, oh, I haven't cried today. But what I learned doing the meditation in the past few months is how, like, the feelings are never the same every day.
No, they change.
They kind of mold, they take different shapes and colours, and they feel differently. So when we kind of fixate and say, I feel sad, I feel sad, I feel sad, well, actually, you don't always feel the same
being
kind
sad.
Of deep sad.
Yeah.
So that comes back to, like, that kind of being curious about this stuff and looking at it from a different perspective.
And knowing that actually every day does get better. Like, I remember when Dad died, that initial period, it was that physical, like, I'm going to be sick. This hurts so much.
That pain, yeah.
That physical pain to actually, oh, I haven't cried for 3 hours.
Mm.
I haven't cried for 10 hours. I haven't cried for 2 days. And actually knowing that that does evolve, and that you need to allow that to evolve, but also understand that you're not always going to be in the same space. Today is just temporary. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it may be better tomorrow. It may be slightly worse. But I always concentrate on it getting better.
The problem is, I suppose, is that you don't get a sticker or a certificate for it. And
no.
as a you know, recovering overachiever,
you need that.
That was one of the things that I used to beat myself a stick, because I'm not getting a certificate or you know, sticker for that, yet I am actually moving forwards as a human.
And it's just that, just being, like I said to you before, just being is a really nice place to be at. Just nothing's happening. Yeah. Just living.
It's hard.
But I find a lot of joy in that. I find a lot of joy in the fact, I'm just going to sit on the sofa today. Mm. Just have a cup of tea. I don't need any drama. I'm just being. But maybe that, I think that's where you've come from, where you've been and what you want. So I think sometimes when you are a massive striver, you are striving to do the very best in everything you do. Mm. You're striving to meet your goals perfectly, personally, professionally, and you're putting so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
I sod the pressure now. I used to do that. And then actually, I think certain things happen in your life. And for me, just to be with Kirsty, the colon's an achievement. and that's why it's slightly different, isn't it? Because actually, I think when you lose control of everything that you maybe have control of, you have to go, what actually really matters?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to make her cry. Oh.
It's raining.
It's raining inside and outside.
It's funny, actually, because my mum says exactly the same thing that you're saying to me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get to the point where I almost die in order to make me stop feeling like I just need to be. I really want to be, but I'm trying so hard to be that I can't be.
Yeah.
And I really struggle with it.
It's taking that pressure off yourself and just saying, actually, it's okay.
Mm.
It's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to cry like that.
Yeah.
It's all, and I think it's allowing yourself that, Claire, you've achieved so much.
Yeah.
And that's celebrating that. But you're. I think it's that overachieving thing. You need someone to tell you it's okay.
I don't believe it though. That's the thing. You kind of just keep moving on and keep going on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Okay, so I've got that stone certificate. I'm going to move on to the next half stone. In a way, I kind of look around and see there are some people who are kind of have joined only the last few months, and now they're kind of celebrating Target. And I'm thinking, hang on a sec, I've been doing this for almost 2 years, why am I not a target?
Does it matter?
I don't know. But then the point of doing this slowly was that I make things that I get to last, rather than just diet, lose the weight, and then be in the same position, if not worse, in a few years to come. So it is a learning process.
It's called troubleshooting. What we're always doing is we're looking for the better thing or the new thing or what's going to go wrong. Rather than sitting and being, you're going, oh, right. I had it when Daisy was born. Daisy was here, but I was obsessed that Daisy was going to die. Like, oh, my God, I've got this baby that I've managed to bring into the world and now I'm going to break her and she's not going to live and all of this. And I became obsessed by it rather than just watching her be. And I think where your headspace is at is you're waiting for it to go wrong. You're waiting to gain all the weight back. You're waiting for your business to fail. You're waiting for all of this. Well, actually, you're doing brilliantly. You've lost 5 stone. Your business is thriving. But you're beating yourself up. Ready to wait to happen.
Yeah.
You need to stay in intervention.
But why do so many of us kind of sit with that thought in our own head that we just don't think we're good enough?
Because the record is set so deep. Because you've been told it for so long. Or you've made yourself believe it for so long that actually changing habits of 2 years and losing 5 stone is not a loud enough microphone playing than the 34 years of you're fat, you're ugly, you're minging, you're not going to achieve, you're not a success. So it's knowing that, but also every time that comes back up saying, hang on, stop. When I had my first nervous breakdown, the word cancel was the thing I used to say. So I physically stopped the thought process. Cancel, because I just had to draw that line. When you hear something negative, shut it off.
Yeah.
Fill it with something positive. I'm amazing. I've lost 5 stone. I've got a brilliant business. Do you know what I mean? I've got a colon. For anybody that doesn't know, I'm in this place where I may be having my entire colon removed. It's not something I just shout about randomly, is it, Claire?
I don't know.
I'm just really excited about the way it does. You're pretty
weird. Yeah. You are pretty weird.
Yeah, but you know, that's the rich texture of life, isn't it?
Yeah. But then, so like one of the things that I think is interesting is about like treating the cause of what's going on in our minds, not the symptoms. So for me, the overeating, you know, whether it be and then drinking or spending money or going and traveling and stuff, was all symptoms of avoidance of what the pain or sadness or whatever it was that was really going on inside of me. And then you kind of start, rather than kind of constantly focusing on symptoms, you focus on the cause. And I think what's really struck me doing this podcast is that we've had people who have emailed us about some really, really difficult mental health issues that they have overcome, which has just been eye-opening for us, really, yeah. that you're willing to share with us some of these things, probably things that you're not even sharing with your close friends and your family.
It's easier to share with a stranger, though.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. But then even just saying it out loud is difficult, or writing it, like, in a private message. And how, by us talking about some of our stuff, that has kind of made some of you go and look at, well, what is the cause of this? Because if we don't treat whatever the cause is, then the symptoms are always going to be there.
You just keep burying it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's the triggers, isn't it?
But you've got to be in a really good headspace to deal with that. Yeah. You really have. And I think that's why forgiveness is so important. That if you slip up with your food, it's okay. Just learn from it. Just know that that's what you have set your program at, and you can change it. Actually, if every time you had an argument with your husband, you used to buy a family-sized bar of dairy milk, you can change that habit. Do you know what I mean? If every time you go to weigh and you think, well, I've got 105 new sins, I'm going to blow it, change it.
Yeah.
If you're not getting what you want, fix it up.
Okay, so let's talk practicalities then. Like, I'll share a couple of my tips of how I manage my mind. You share a couple of tips of how you manage your mind.
Do I manage my mind?
And then if you are listening and you have found things that work for you, then please share with us as well, so we can spread the word. So the meditation thing has been quite good for me in just stopping. I think what it does is it kind of makes me pause and think, that's what I'm really feeling at the moment, before I kind of slip into my default and allow my triggers to take over.
Yeah.
And also just kind of accept, I'm feeling sad. Is that a valid emotion right now? Yeah, it probably is, actually. Okay, what can I do to kind of make some space for myself?
Yeah.
And trying to kind of just, I don't know, if I have to cancel things or postpone deadlines for my work and just be honest with some of my clients, actually, I'm really overwhelmed, I can't give you that 100% effort, can we delay this deadline by a week?
It's okay,
it's all right to do that. And actually what I'm finding is most people are all right with that.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, they love the fact that you're being honest, because it allows the door open for them to return it,
because they're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah
I find writing things down, so just getting them out of my head on a bit of paper and just prioritising, because sometimes you've got so many things rattling around, haven't you? And I'm one of those people, like, I have to make it easy for myself. So do you know what I mean? That's why my groups always laugh about the ready chopped veg and stuff like that. But it's those little things that just cut out the misery and the worry for me. The online food shopping, do you know what I mean? Just takeaways that I know are food optimised. Those little things that you just, so you don't have to stress.
Yeah.
Cutting out all the tiny bits of worry. Really are. Another thing for me, talking. Always say to Phil, look, babe, I feel rubbish, I want to cry, I can have a cuddle, I just feel really rubbish. Find someone, whether it's an Instagram buddy, whether it's your friend in group, whether it's, you know, us, someone that you can just say, I feel a bit rubbish.
Yeah, it's true. I think to have a sense of community is
connection,
really, yeah, connection is essential. And there's something that I kind of I do, like, I've done some group coaching for people who are new in business, and one of the guys who leads it came up with this thing called, like, the 6 positivity streams.
Ooh.
Okay, so here's what they are. The first one is nutrition.
Very important.
Are you fueling yourself?
Yeah.
Second one is sleep.
100%.
There's quiet time.
Yep.
There's connection. There is movement.
Okay.
And there is clear thinking.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of think, for me, quiet time and clear thinking are quite similar, so I actually take one out and put music in instead.
Oh,
what am I doing that's kind of music related? And what he kind of does is you write those things down in a list, and rewind if you want to go write those down, and then you put a 1 to 10. Where are you at? And you're not allowed to put number 7, because most people try and put in the middle, right?
So
he bans the number 7. And so between 1 and 10. And then you kind of think, okay, well, which one can I kind of do more work? And once you kind of start to see more of those tipping between the 6 and the 9, you just instantly feel better. I thought they were kind of good, rounded, balanced things. But another thing that they did, which I thought was really interesting, was if you had a perfect week, what would that week look like? And so just kind of sketch all the things, like, you know, for me, I'd be playing ukulele, I'd see my family, have a cuddle with my niece. Aww. You know, I'd go and walk around a new city wearing headphones, listening to a new album.
How
I'd have lost weight. Yeah. You know, I'd have walked up a big hill and seen a beautiful sunset.
I'd bought a new handbag, had a manicure.
Sure, right? But then yeah. What you do is you draw a little circle next to it and put it into 8 quarters. And look at the kind of themes and the things that you've written down, and then kind of put questions in there. So in each of the 8 sections, I've got, have I had any magic moments, like in terms of connection with my friends? Have I spoke to my family?
Yeah.
Have I seen my friends? Have I played or heard some great music?
That's really important.
And so then whenever I kind of feel a bit aloof, I look at my wheel and kind of ask myself these questions. And even if I'm like, I haven't done any music, I'm going to go do some music. And I know it's going to instantly make me feel
really interesting.
Better. So instead of this kind of, I feel really sad, I feel really down, woe is me, I'm not good enough, then I actually empower myself to kind of just fast track on some very simple practical tips that are instantly going to make me feel better.
Instant lifters. I've also learned some days you just need to ignore yourself. So some days you couldn't think positively if you tried. Even if you won the lottery, the man of your dreams walked through your door, you wouldn't be able to make yourself feel good. So sometimes just knowing any thought that's going to come into your mind today is not going to be one that you need to focus on, just to need to ignore. That's what I do. And I try and find little joys. So like for me, when I'm feeling a bit down, it'll be like, I don't know, Daisy just saying I love you, or I don't know, just watching my dogs run around, or I love really rubbish TV. So watching something like Huda Beauty Boss for 12 minutes is like my little...
Yeah. I did that last week, actually. Yeah. I just left the phone and I just watched the entire Circle series.
Did you?
I watched like the first 3 seasons of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, did you?
I just watched telly and I have not done that, I'd say, for about a year.
It's like when you've gone, now I'm going to get into bed in my pyjamas and I'm just going to sit there for 2 hours, do nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty perfectly valid.
Yeah, but it's those little things and it's saying, I need some time.
Well, yeah, when I looked at my sleep and quiet time, they were like on a 1.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I need to kind of put them up to at least a 5+.
Because you can't expect to be nailing food optimizing if you're knackered. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the pressure we put on ourselves. And then if you don't achieve your goals with your weight loss, you feel like you've failed even more.
Yeah.
And this isn't about failure. This is about survival. This is about knowing some weeks are epic and some weeks are rubbish.
Yeah.
Forgiving yourself.
The wiggly motorway, as the crow flies, but the wiggly motorway, whatever that picture is that you have in group.
Yeah, that one that's like all over the shop, innit? That's how my mind is most of the time. And I just always think progress is the tiniest step forward.
That's it, my phrase of progress is small steps made consistently over a long period of time.
To our steps. Yeah,
as Mama Freeman says.
But also acknowledging that you may not have been kind to yourself in the way you speak to yourself, and that needs to change so that you can build a new version of you, because that's where people fail, is they constantly tell themselves how rubbish they are. Like you're not celebrating the fact that you're 5 stone lighter, you're bloody giving yourself a hard time that you're not a target.
Yeah, it's true.
You're 5 stone blinking lighter. Like, can you keep saying that to you? Like, 5 stone down, that is such an achievement.
It's true.
It is amazing. Have you looked in the mirror recently?
It's amazing.
And I think you've got to be kinder to yourself to progress.
My mum said that she's gonna, well, she was like, I've got a full-length mirror you can have. She's listening to the podcast.
And look at it naked.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I now embrace the bits that I hated before because they're there. They've not been chopped off. But when you think about it like that, do you know what I mean? They're there rather than going, oh God, my boobs are a bit saggy. My bum could be perter. You know, my arms wobble. Well, actually, you've got arms. When you strip it down like that,
we don't do that, do we?
So just cut yourself some slack, sister.
Yeah. Do you know, like, the biggest thing that I think is best for your mind is when you help somebody else.
Yes, that's why I love my job so much.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, even as a member, something that, like, a lot of people don't always have the confidence to speak up in group. A lot of people who follow online and kind of have, you know, look on Instagram or Facebook, they're lurkers maybe. But
that's
sometimes
fine.
Just by sharing a comment of what something that's helped you could help somebody else, and then or just share where you're at, and somebody else, like, I feel like that
biggest
too,
game changer, yeah.
Is such a small thing, but belonging to that sense of community.
Well, not feeling alone.
Yeah.
That's the key, isn't it? Knowing that there's someone who is going through the same thing as you actually just makes you feel a bit calmer, a bit more normal.
Mm.
You know, I remember when I first had Daisy, I was so overwhelmed, and I said to my mum, is it all right that I want to give her away? My mum was like, what? You want to give her away? She's like, that's so normal. I was like, but I've said it now and it's okay. Yeah. Like, I was so overwhelmed that I had this little person to look after and I so wasn't ready. I was like, can someone have her for a few days? But the fact I said it lifted that burden.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'd not said it, I would have felt like the worst mum in the world. Like, oh my God, I can't do this. And I don't feel like, when you have a child, you're told that you should feel like you love this person and it's the most... And actually, you're given this screaming little bag of thing and you don't know what to do and you don't fall in love with it. It poos on you. It pukes. Do you know what I mean? And it's going, that's all right, that you don't necessarily, like, adore it how you feel you should. So just saying it.
Yeah. For me, it's like, sometimes it's the opposite, actually. It's like, it's the silence, you know, when you're on your own and then when you are left only with your own thoughts.
Yeah, that's the hard time.
That can be something
terrifying.
It can be.
Terrifying.
And just sometimes when you just want to roll over and have someone spoon you and you just say, I'm not okay.
Oh, I'll always spoon you, Claire.
And spill your coffee in my
I
car.
I know, it would smell to coconut.
I'll tell you what, I do not clean the bathroom floor with my pants.
So neither do I.
We're on to a winner there.
Yeah.
Your coconut wipes, my bathroom floor, we're on a winner.
We are, aren't we?
But, you know, yeah, it's interesting. So I wonder, if you're listening to this, whether there is somebody that you know in group, whether there is a friend who you can just reach out and just send a text and say, hey, you just popped into my mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking of you. Are you all right?
Yeah.
And I think, not that it's all about validation and getting a message back or anything.
No.
It's just sending out good vibes to somebody else is instantly going to make you feel better. And you take back control over the fact that that's something that you can do something about.
Mm. We can always do something about everything.
And go have a look at the website. It is definitely worth
checking
out.
Really interesting. And there's just a few things, like it told me to go and do, but really interested me. What did it? It was my mind plan. Relax your muscles and mind. So I needed to
go have a massage.
Move more. Yeah. Do more things that feel good. Make time to chat. Make time to do something you enjoy. Yeah. And it's finding those little things, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like Lego. Is that really random? But since I've had Daisy, Lego's really good
Jigsaws.
Fun.
Jigsaws.
Yeah. I like building towers with Daisy out of Lego. Like, how mad. I never thought I'd love that. But it gives me like 5 minutes chill time. And then she throws them across the room. Yeah. I have to rebuild them. But do something new.
That's very
You
true.
Know, bake a cake. Do some crocheting. You know, go and help the old lady next door. Milk a cow. I don't know.
Wow. I mean, I was just holding back to see where else you were going to go with that.
I was thinking about getting the lady next door a pint of milk, and then I was thinking how much Daisy liked going to the farm so we could milk a cow. Don't worry.
Wow, so you can get Daisy to milk the cow
for the lady
next door.
I don't have a lady next door, but yeah.
I don't think that's one of the options on the Slimming World quiz right now.
It's not. But maybe it should be.
Yeah, especially for Anna.
Yeah.
Time to chat and milk a cow for the lady next door.
I think, do you know what? I've learned about this community. Just so many people have reached out to me since I've been poorly and just been so nice that they just go, we're here if you need anything, or you're okay, you're doing really well, like, big love. Just two lines to me has changed my week. So if you know someone that's feeling a bit rubbish, just say hello.
Yeah.
Tell them they're not alone. It's a nice feeling.
Share the love, share the love.
Seriously, because a smile, that might be the only contact someone's had that day.
Might be.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Really might be.
I keep thinking hashtag Phil's pants.
Anyway. Poor husband. I'm so sorry, darling. Thank God he doesn't listen.
Right. Anyway, it's been a great chance for us to kind of get our heads together and share some thoughts. But we always revel on when you send us thoughts. So subscribe, rate, review, follow, all that jazz, so we can make sure this podcast reach more and more people to help more people.
Yes.
And send us your listeners' questions, which we do monthly. Last month was done last episode. Week. So we've got another one coming up in 3 weeks. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Insta. And
email us at slimmingworld.
Okay, that's good.
Email us at slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
It's because you said the at.
Yeah,
first.
It always confused me.
Email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You've basically been so insta'd.
Yeah. I have an
eye. You're just atting everything.
I just love an at.
At one point, you're just going to start saying, at Claire, when you talk to me, aren't you?
I can't wait till we've got enough for a swipe up.
Swipe up?
On Insta.
What do you mean?
So you just get a swipe up and you can link when you've got over a certain amount of followers.
Oh, really?
We need a swipe up.
A swipe up. She's moving a finger really weird.
Yeah, swipe up.
Okay.
Do you not like follow people who've got swipe ups?
I don't know.
No, oh, I do. But thanks for listening, gang.
Yeah.
Look after your mind.
Yeah, look after your mind.
And look after someone else's mind too.
That's very true.
Yeah, minds matter.
Right, that was a cheesy end to a fabulous podcast.
Thanks for listening, gang.